Kevin R. Novak here with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. Near where I live, they're building a brand new civil government high school. The name of that school is Heritage. When I drive by, I tell people, hey look, they're building a megachurch. Heritage is also the name of the church I used to go to. That's relevant here because you need to reteach yourself how the civil government school system is a church that competes with God's church, Ecclesia. Ask yourself, what are the similarities between a civil government school and a church? Some have the same name, don't they? There's Heritage. By me, there is also a civil government school called Liberty, and there is a Christ-centered school, too, named Liberty. So the name doesn't always tell you what kind of church the entity is. Moreover, both entities have buildings made out of the same materials, don't they? They often have some of the same people that attend, and both oftentimes have organizational structures. Both theoretically teach certain philosophies about ethics, the nature of reality, and how we know things. On the surface, they have similarities. That is why, to tell which one is proper, you must dig deeper. There are two main differences between the church you send your child to 30 hours a week and the one you send your child to 3 hours on Sunday. One you pay for involuntarily, and one you go to involuntarily. When preachers hold that it is okay to send a child to a civil government school, they're missing the points, which are that the whole civil government school system scheme relies on involuntariness. In contrast, God's church does not. So why is your preacher okay with Christian teachers, quote-unquote, evangelizing in civil government schools? Doesn't he know that God's church relies on voluntariness? Would a preacher be okay with a civil government compelling children to attend a sermon every Sunday, and for the local community to be forced to pay for it? He shouldn't be, which is why he should not be okay with the existence of a civil government school system. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.